top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, March 22nd, 2024, in the headlines. A special general meeting of the Dominica Public Service Union has been called for Thursday, March 28th, 2024.
Wherever it
to discuss salary increases under the slogan, "Your livelihood depends on you."
Big station.
St. Lucia's Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs Minister Moses John Baptist is concerned about the impact of violent crimes on many sectors of the economy and society, and especially health. And after having been dormant for nearly a decade, a recent rise in piracy off the coast of Somalia is increasing the cost of global shipping companies already grappling with Hunfu attacks in the Red Sea.
95.
The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
A special general meeting of the Dominica Public Service Union has been called for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. The slogan for the activity is, "Your livelihood depends on you," seeks to convey a message to public sector workers that it is only through unity among the members and their commitment that the myriad of challenges which we've faced or currently confronted can be overcome. Among the issues down for discussions are salary increase, upward mobility, appointment, status of non-established employees, draft legislations for the public service, status of proposed housing project, which is expected to benefit public officers, gratuity payments, tuition for education, unnecessary appointments, salary adjustments, and the state of the economy. At the end of the executive presentations, members will be invited to provide feedback and to contribute to the discussions. The meeting is expected to conclude with a deadline by which follow-up action will be taken. Treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Joanna Blanchard, has leveled serious allegations against the Prime Minister of Dominica, citing a series of disrespectful action towards the nation's population. Among the grievances outlined by Blanchard is the purported interference of the ruling Dominica Labour Party regime in the judiciary system, resulting in a compromised legal system that allegedly facilitates injustices against citizens, particularly those who view as dissenting voices against the current administration.
Of the interference in the judiciary system, hence making it handicapped while administering injustice to citizens, particularly those perceived to be opponents of his ruling party. Number 7, we have the obvious interference in the police force, which is rapidly removing us from a democratic country to a police state. We have a police that abuse citizens. The police abuse citizens' democratic rights and freedoms all the time in Dominica. We see it happening in broad daylight. Friends like Buju and Maggie and all the others have been, you know, harassed and grabbed and beaten, Buju's mother and all of that. We know of it because they speak out their minds. So we actually, if we are not there as yet, we are not far from being in a police state because the police are abusing the authorities. They are abusing it and trying to intimidate and put fear in the citizens. They will continue to intimidate or attempt to intimidate. They will continue to instill fear in us. they will continue to abuse our rights and our freedom of expression until such time when the people will decide we have had enough of that abuse and will retaliate in the most appropriate and effective manner to put an end to that abuse. That time is not far from coming, you know. That time is not far. It's at hand.
Blanchard has highlighted additional instances of the Prime Minister's disregard for the media in the country, citing numerous examples where such behavior has been evident over the years.
We have also seen the disrespect of this Prime Minister. He has meted out, we have seen the disrespect that he has meted out to press, to the press in recent times. We had this scenario of the young journalist at DBS Radio who asked a legitimate question about the ownership of the House of Darkness in Roseau, a project we were told that cost over $40 million to construct. And she was ridiculed because she asked a genuine question, whether it is a government initiative or whether it is a private sector initiative. And she was ridiculed. The Prime Minister had a sort of defense, you know. He didn't want that question asked at all, so he had to shut her up. And recently, a few days ago, we saw the Prime Minister's refusal to allow a news reporter from MO News to ask a question about the Kalibishi school issue. To my mind, this is a matter of public interest. A school is being built at Kalibishi, the residents has problems as to, concerns as to where the school is built and to preserve the playing field. And what have you for the children's recreation and the community recreation, that is of public interest. Yet the Prime Minister saw it fit to brush her aside and refuse to entertain a question from her. Can you imagine that?
And that was Concerned Citizens Movement Treasurer John Blanchard. For the third consecutive year, Sagicko General, a leading insurer, has reaffirmed its financial backing for National Cyclist Corps of Barron. The renewal of the sponsorship agreement for the 2023-2024 period marks another milestone in Barron's blossoming career as he transitions to competing in the under-23 age category on the international stage. Under the terms of the contract, Sagicko General has committed to providing financial support to assist Barron with his training regimen and equipment necessities. Additionally, Barron will proudly represent Dominica at cycling events worldwide, prominently displaying the Sagicko brand as part of the agreement. He will also participate in select Sagicko-sponsored activities in Dominica and across the Eastern Caribbean, further solidifying the partnership between Sagicko and Co-op Barron. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website. That's www.q95da.com. Q95 News has confirmed that 2 weeks ago, Dominica signed on to the Samoa Agreement in Brussels. Many religious leaders and entrepreneurs were concerned that signing the agreement would force larger territories to impose legislation on abortion, transgender, LGBTQ, and an altered version of comprehensive sex education, in exchange for increased trade and aid agreements between Europe and its former colonies in Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific for the next 20 years. The European Union and its member states signed the new partnership agreement on the 15th November 2023 at the ceremony in Apia, Samoa Islands, with the members of the African, Caribbean, and Pacific states that will serve as a general legal framework for their relations over the next two decades. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit acknowledges that the concerns raised by Dominicans were understandable regarding the intention of the document. However, Mr. Skerrit assured the nation that the agreement will not amend the moral culture of the Dominican people.
Now, the issue of the Samoa agreement we in fact signed, I think some of the effects out of place. I don't think that they don't have a point, because sometimes the language in these documents can give you different interpretations or different readings. You understand? But I would say that I don't believe that we'll not achieve it. You understand what I'm saying? Clearly the European Union has a particular view about things, and they would like us to agree them on these things. but obviously we don't agree them on those things. And so it's a matter of finding language with some kind of nuance. That and then, but based on how you interpret it, you may, you know, if you're on either of the extremes of the continuum, you may have a different interpretation of this. The agreement will cause any harm to the Dominican people or cause us to go in a particular direction that people think that the document wants us to go. I think over document, it's a good agreement.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Environment Minister Kosia Frederick underscored the ongoing necessity for developed nations to prioritize investment in the resilience of small island developing states, citing their substantial contribution to the global climate crisis. This imperative, he noted, has been a recurring theme during discussions at the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change discussions. Minister Frederick further emphasized the importance of citizens exploring internal resources, notably highlighting ecotourism as a pivotal aspect of this initiative. He stressed the collective responsibility of every citizen in safeguarding the natural environment.
We need the first world countries to show us the money, because they are the ones belching carbon into the atmosphere, and yet we are the front line getting the massive hurricanes, getting the droughts. But in our own way, we have to look within to see how we can find the resources within, and ecotourism is a critical part. Now, although I know that the forest is, and you know that the forest has this rich resource, the careful management of that resource is what is really critical. So I really want to sound a call to everyone who listens and who can hear me at this time, that we have to play our part. I'll say it again, nature has a way of taking care of itself. One day after Hurricane Maria, the forest bounced back up. While we were struggling to knock together our homes, the forest was blooming. And I suspect if we take off ourselves from the equation, it will do much better. So we are hosts in the wonderful space we have. We are sort of tenants on that space. And like good tenants, we have to play our part. We have to move beyond the round table to really get into the action. And those of us who can give the resources, be it financial resources, you need to put it forward. The people in civil society, in the corporate world, who are, for the most part, benefiting from the ideals of a nature island as a product, have to play their part. The businesses, the manufacturers, all of those folks, the tour operators, all of the folks who enjoy that product have to play a part.
Frederick acknowledged the ongoing global challenges in formulating strategies for the preservation of natural resources, commended the collaboration of various stakeholders within Dominica, who have united to pursue a sustainable and eco-friendly future for the island.
Challenge everywhere around the world to get buy-in of how do we preserve our natural resources. And I'm really excited for us in Dominica, where we have people across sectors who have come on board. The Soil Risk Management Corporation, Public Works, the ODM, the Ministry of Agriculture, tourism is here. All of us are enjoying this wonderful space, and all of us have a part to play to ensure we have very smart and precise forestry management. And so it's an exact science, it's a wonderful science that I have learned to appreciate over the few years I have happened to lead the charge at the ministry. This one is very exciting, because I always connected to my ancestors who really enjoy this space. And so the ruggedness of what we now know as Waiti Kubuli is one that we need to continue to grow. With the work across ministries, we know that agroforestry is a big part of what we can do as a resource to give ultimate livelihoods. We know if we continue to speak about innovation, we can do some genetic engineering. We know for a fact that in all of the work we're doing for the reforestation of our country, that we all have to use the relevant resources that we have to ensure that we keep Dominica. Why rather say Waiti Kubuli, a stolen rug is her body. Waiti Kubuli pristine for a few generations.
Minister for the Environment Kosia Frederick. Former security officer at the Douglas Charles Airport, Mr. Vescott Jones, is accusing Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit of punishing him, as Mr. Jones has yet to receive compensation from the state spanning 9 years since he was unlawfully fired by DASPA for following protocols. On October 19, 2014, Vescott Jones was dismissed for ordering then-leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, who was traveling out of Dominica, to dispose of 80 cooked crab backs at Douglas Charles Airport, since Linton did not have the required permit to travel with them. This is reportedly an action that is within his power as the then security officer at the airport. In a confusing twist of what some call managerial overreach, Jones was fired, and since October 2014, he has not been appropriately compensated. It's now 9 years to date, and Mr. Jones' matter is still before a tribunal.
The only reason he has all like that and said meeting is because he was in a position where you have to speak the truth and you have to act the right way. He said yesterday that I never want him to fix the matter. That is what I understand. That is lie. That is not true. Scared don't want to fix the matter. Scared going to punish me because I stand up to him because I don't give him what he's trying. I don't give him. So he's trying to punish me because of that. That is what he's trying to do. Scared to take up the matter. Personal no. It's not. That thing was bad in the fire vest because it covered in air for no more. He's very scary, picked up the matter, and he tried his best for it not to fail. That is what I think. Because he talked about the tribunal. I have been going to ministry, me and Mr. Richards, to Mr. Packett, and it's a go around. As we speak, everybody in the tribunal, their contract has been renewed except the chairman of my map, the chairman on the tribunal, Mr. William. Why is the security for sure want to fix the matter? Instruct the minister and tell him that the tribunal chairman, make sure the tribunal is back in order so the matter can be resolved.
Former security officer at the Douglas Charles Airport, Mr. Vesco Jones, Prime Minister Skerritt said on Tuesday the matter is still before the tribunal, and hinted to the media that he would like the matter rectified quickly.
The Vesco Jones matter, as I understand, is before tribunal. And so I leave it at that. I did, in fact, meet with Mr. Jones sometime last year with an effort for me to seek to intervene again. But I think that's one of the things that he was demanding. I was not in a position to carry those messages. And so that's the matter will remain with the tribunal to determine what is the outcome of this situation. Okay.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt, former IMF financial economist and United Workers' Party leader Dr. Thomson Fontaine, laments that the many recommendations being demanded by the EU government and now reportedly being implemented by the Skerritt administration could have been implemented years ago as the opposition parties had given these same recommendations to the DLP regime years before the EU's intervention. Such proactive action in managing the CBI program and investments of the proceeds in the economic pillars of the local economy would have resulted in a stronger, sustainable and resilient natural resource-based economy and would have left a more respectable image of Dominica in the international community. However, to date, Dominica, along with a few other Caribbean territories that operate the CBI program, have been publicly humiliated and forced to properly restructure the management and increase transparency about the program.
A distress signal and a call to an emergency hotline.
And of course, we do apologize for not bringing you this audio by United Workers' Party and financial economist Dr. Thomson Fontaine. In other news, St. Lucia's Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs Minister Moses John Baptist is concerned about the violent crime's impact on many sectors, particularly the health sector. He spoke at Wednesday's media launch of the 68th Annual Caribbean Public Health Agency Health Research Conference. The minister highlighted that the impact of crime on health ranges from physical injuries to mental health disorders. He told the event that anxiety and depression are also prevalent in communities most affected by criminal activity. John Baptist said the health sector faces increased costs related to treatment, hospitalizations, diagnosis, and sick leave days. He explained that this puts a strain on resources that could be used to manage chronic and other conditions and results in health workers' burnout. John Baptist declared that a public health approach would identify the determinants and prevention strategies to address crime and violence. He said such an approach would involve multiple agencies to facilitate a holistic approach. In addition, the minister said that CARPA conference would provide policymakers with great insight into research and clinical findings to make evidence-based decisions. And as a speedboat carrying more than a dozen Somali pirates bore down on their position in the Western Indian Ocean, the crew of a Bangladeshi-owned bulk carrier sent out a distressed signal and called an emergency hotline. No one reached them in time. The pirates clambered upon the Abula, firing warning shots and taking the captain and second officer hostage. Chief Officer Atik Ullah Khan said in an audio message to the ship's owner.
A distress signal and a call to an emergency hotline couldn't save the Abdulla from Somali pirates. The Bangladeshi-owned bulk carrier was boarded last week, the latest victim of a resurgence in Somali piracy that international navies thought they had previously brought under control. A week later, and the Abdulla is anchored off Somalia. Speaking by telephone from a coastal area of the semi-autonomous Puntland region, one pirate financier, who goes by the alias Ismail Isse, said international navies had reduced their operations off Somalia. That's as, several hundred nautical miles to the north, Houthi militants have been launching repeated drone and missile strikes on international shipping in the Red Sea region since mid-November. Somalia's President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud said that distraction was encouraging piracy.
Incidents that took place, it's not high level, but it can go if we do not stop while it's still at infancy stage.
For nearly a decade, joint international operations had kept piracy dormant in waters that include some of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Instigators were thought to have largely become inactive. Mohamud says the answer is to boost Somalia's own law enforcement capabilities, both on land and in the sea. Its Coast Guard, according to government data, has only one functioning boat. The capital Mogadishu, the breakaway Somaliland region, and Puntland also have their own maritime police forces with limited resources. At their peak in 2011, Somali pirates launched 237 attacks and held hundreds of hostages, according to the International Maritime Bureau. That year, the Oceans Beyond Piracy Monitoring Group estimated their activities cost the global economy about $7 billion, including hundreds of millions in ransoms.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. A special general meeting of the Dominica Public Service Union has been called for Thursday, March 28th, 2024, to discuss salary increases under the slogan, "Your livelihood depends on you."
The Big Station.
St. Lucia's Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs Minister Moses John Baptist is concerned about the impact of violent crimes on many sectors of the economy and the society, and especially health. And after having been dormant for nearly a decade, a recent rise in piracy off the coast of Somalia is increasing the cost of global shipping companies already grappling with Houthi attacks in the Red Sea.
Right on.
The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter for this environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q.